folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 16 March 2022, and I am, just, of course, today sitting in here for Melody Sindstrom, who is out taking care of some other business, and I'll be your host today, if you don't mind, for a little bit. Of course, we'll always go to Wendy for the first 20 minutes of her information, which is always interesting. But before we move on to the program today, and by the way, this is Financial Survival. You already know that probably, but I thought I'd remind you just in case. We'll get to the markets. We'll get to metals first, and then go into markets, and go to Wendy. Gold had an up day today, up 10.83 to 19.26.29. Silver had an up day, 17 cents, 25.02. Platinum, an up day of 22.38, 1,025.92. And palladium actually went down 41.64 to 24.52.22. I mean, palladium took a hit. I don't know why, but it did. The markets, actually, worldwide, the markets were positive today. The Dow was up 0.87%, 293 points up to 33,837. The NASDAQ was up 2.94%, 380 points, 13,329. And S&P was up about 1.5%, 65.14 to 43,27. Japan, Hong Kong, London, all of Germany were up. Nikkei was up 422 points to 25,762. Hong Kong's up a chunk, folks, a big chunk, 9.8% actually, 1,824 points to 20,087. London was up 1.62%, 117 points to 7,291. Germany was up a pretty good chunk, almost 4%, 3.7%, 543 points to 14,440. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good jump on that. The 10-year yield was also a plus of 0.03% to 219. And the oil bottle is coming down. We should see reduction in oil, gas prices almost immediately. Of course, that doesn't happen that way. If the price went up today, the price grew up today also on the gasoline price. But when the price comes down oil, it takes a while for the prices to dump. But they will go down a little bit. Oil is down about a buck today, down to $95.53 a barrel. That's quite a drop, folks, from $140 a barrel to $95 a barrel. That's quite a drop. So we should see a significant reduction in gasoline prices over the next few days, I would think. We will see. Of course, that happened because the sanctions have been lifted between Russia and Iran. The U.S. is not going to get involved in that, so that let the prices kind of drop a bit worldwide. We'll see what it does to gasoline prices. Again, it may take a few days, but believe me, they'll gouge just as long as they can. But this price should be coming down for gasoline, which should be a relief to a few of us in a lot of different areas. Now, as always, on Wednesday, we have Wendy Wilson with us, Apothecary Herbs, who does an excellent job reporting on different issues about health. And she's here again today. Wendy, are you there with us right now?
I am, Pastor Butch. Always great to be with you.
Good to have you, sweetheart. Always good to have you. Your interesting issues that you bring up are, you really have something worthwhile saying, and I appreciate you joining us and doing it, and thank you for joining us every Wednesday.
Well, thank you so much for saying. I try to be informative, and, you know, stuff that interests me, I hope interests people that are listening, and it's all about empowerment and protecting yourself. And so today I thought I would dive into some new research that came out of McMaster University, Ontario, Canada. To back up a little bit, you know, we've heard certain things in the news about health conditions and diseases, how they can affect your immune system and how it functions. So the media has actually been reporting that science is saying your COVID virus can undermine the human immune system, make it really difficult for patients to mount their defense. And if they have underlying conditions like heart disease and diabetes, it makes it much more harder to get over the COVID infection, as that's what we've been told. But now this research that reported on, they're stating that the immune system against COVID viruses, they can help us. So when science is sort of like the government, they can help you. Now science saying they can help you, we're kind of suspicious. So this is a March 2022 report from McMaster University in Ontario, Canada. They conducted some research on, get this, re-engineering the human red blood cells in order to produce a better immune system response, especially when you're getting your COVID vaccine. So they are modifying the red blood cells, supposedly, that carry the virus around the body better, And the regular blood cells, you know, compared to the regular blood cells, their new re-engineered ones are superior, they're saying. And in theory, it's supposed to trigger your immune system to fight the infection and protect your body. So the first thought that I had when I read this was they're going to try to improve the circulatory spread of the virus. This is really not to our advantage. See. So in the next sentences, I'm reading that this research will be used to distribute drugs also throughout the body as well. And then I remember 2020 that I reported on, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. First, let me read you this quote from Isabella Passos. She is at McMaster University, and she said, "We are developing new strategies and vaccine technologies for critical control over pandemics of the future. Red cell membranes are embedded with SARS-CoV spike proteins to form a virus-like particle. The particle should be activated in the immune system and produce antibodies, and this worked well in our animal model." Well, I don't know about you, Pastor Butch, but taking my red blood cells and creating a spike protein mechanism out of it to circulate throughout the body faster doesn't make me feel better.
No, and I think it's pretty hard to improve on the perfection that our Creator gave to us in the first place.
Absolutely, you're right. And so I thought to myself, well, how are they doing this? So the scientists will take the human red blood cells and remove everything that's inside the cell. And on the outside of the cell, they supposedly attach a COVID spike protein, which is supposed to mimic the virus. And scientists are saying that the re-engineered blood cells are completely harmless. Uh-huh. And they justify this research by criticizing, get this, the current vaccines. This is Mikkel Reidstadler, who's at the Department of Physics at McMaster, and he says this: "Current vaccine delivery methods often cause drastic immune system reactions and have short-lived responses. Some of the vaccines developed have shown side effects. Our research opens a new delivery platform and new possibilities for new vaccines." And then Isabella goes on to say, "We found we can load the red blood cells with large doses of viral proteins likely to produce few side effects." Now they're saying few side effects. Before it was completely safe. Now it's anyway, she says, "We're making the new vaccines more tolerable and effective." So which is it? No side effects or few side effects? You know, details matter, Pastor Butch. So what you're seeing in science within this area is what is called an interdisciplinary research. So the research is being reported to be applied to many areas of our science areas known as interdisciplinary research. So, for instance, this research can aid in supposedly drug delivery and also vaccine delivery. So the spike proteins, they say, are synthetic. And they have no genetic material and can be manufactured quickly in large quantities. And the scientists are saying that this is a synthetic spike protein. It can trigger an immune system response. It's synthetic. Doesn't the immune system know the difference? I would think so.
Absolutely. I mean, this is like a synthetic vitamin compared to natural. The immune system knows the difference.
Yeah, so if it's completely harmless, why would the immune system make an antibody?
Very true.
So the process, they say, allows them to tailor a vaccine to any variant. And physics departments at universities tend to operate in this interdisciplinary area of science. So if you want creative new drug delivery platforms, research is drawing from different departments. So research today often will include a group of scientists like physicists, biologists, immunologists, and biotechnology scientists. Let me read you another quote from their research. This is Professor Dawn Bowdish. She's a professor of medicine at McMaster, and she said, "We feel we've created a radically new and different vaccine platform." Well, I will agree with the word radical. and that also they're calling their new creation of re-engineered red blood cells as they're describing them as nanobots and even some other descriptions. According to the study, they said their new vaccine technology can be used to deliver any drug therapy, and they went as far as to call their creation smart blood cells. Wow. Another quote from Professor of Medicine Dawn Bowdish. She said, this platform of reengineering is smart blood cells, and it can be used in different ways. In our research, it was a vaccine, but it could be used for blood cells much like a nanobot inside the body. So synthetic, nanobot, smart cells. We've all heard this technology terms before. But it reminded me of some research of 2020. So I reported on that in 2010, where they were redesigning the blood supposedly to control disease. And the research there, the science was doing human blood. And you know what? I looked back at it, Pastor Butch, and lo and behold, it was from the same McMaster University where they were, you know, tinkering with red blood cells for drug delivery purposes. And their report was in January 2020, and it did get reported in the Journal of Advanced Biosystems. So their new blood cells were delivery vehicles for drugs. Even in this research, they were discussing how their research could be used for vaccine vehicles as well. But I want you to notice something. This early research says that their re-engineered blood cells were undetectable by the immune system. Okay. So they're undetectable. So how are they going to identify this synthetic spike COVID protein they stick on the outside of your blood cell and make an antibody? It's not going to see it. It's not going to see it. So these modified red blood cells have gotten the nickname superhuman blood cells, and scientists at McMaster claim their work has been perfected, has perfected the red blood cell. It's undetectable by the human immune system, and they boast the new red blood cells will carry out their duty in stealth perfection. What does that mean? You know, what kind of duty are we talking about here? Another quote, this is from Miguel Reinstadler, Department of Physics. He said, we call these superhuman red blood cells, and we think they could work as the perfect stealth drug carriers, which can outsmart even our immune system. Wow. So which is it? Are you going to help people with COVID and an antibody, or are you going to have some sort of stealth agenda here? Which is it?
I don't trust it at all. Outsmart your natural immune system. I think the one that God made is a lot better system than what they come up with.
Well, according to the research, how they are redesigning these red blood cells is a procedure to make the cell what is called a hybrid. So the red blood cell looks like a normal red blood cell, but its outside surface gets a bit sticky. And here's how they do it. They crack open the cell to modify the outer cell wall. They replace the outer cell wall with a drug molecule that will inject, they can inject drugs into the body with. The outer cell wall layer is sticky in order to it to attach to its target, bacteria, viruses, cancer cells, whatever. And then the cell is a combination of synthetic material and biological material creating a new cell. And the synthetic substance and the drug molecule are hidden inside the cell to escape immune system detection. That's why they hollow out the cell in the beginning. They remove everything in there.
Why does this sound spooky? It doesn't sound at all like something I want done to me.
It's a Trojan horse.
It is.
Yeah. So, McMaster, this is a Sebastian Himbert, Department of Physics. He said the entire process is very efficient and can be completed in one day in the lab. They don't need to incubate anything or, you know, they just can synthesize stuff. And what about drug interactions? According to the November 2016 report at the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, they were discussing research in redesigning red blood cells for drug delivery, and they reported that in theory it would work, but what about the systems interfering, the hybrid cells interfering with the healthy ones? The organic ones? That's a question they brought up. So, you know, they actually brought this up, quote, to inject these red blood cells to mingle with normal blood cells, It works in a lab environment, but modifying red blood cells as drug carriers presents a complex regulatory challenge, end of quote. So they're saying, hold on, there's some issues here. And they went on to say the key issue with redesigning red blood cells as a drug carrier is to avoid damage by cross-linking cell membranes or other mechanisms associated with the excessive coupling of therapeutic molecules on the red cell's surface. So undesirable and unintended outcomes and consequences can become an issue working with components of blood and other accessible vascular targets, end of quote. So they are really playing with fire.
Well, yes.
Here.
Yes.
So, and what do you suppose the cost of this is, Pastor Butch?
I wouldn't even want to guess. I have no idea.
Well, if you got normal red blood cells that are donated for a blood transfusion, usually $2,000 a unit of blood. The cost of redesigning red blood cells with drug payloads really hasn't been discussed in the research reports as far as costs go. Even if it is your own blood that they take and redesign it, and then they include a drug therapy to it and then put it back in you, it's going to exceed $2,000. The best estimate was $10,000 to $20,000 range.
Ooh. Wow.
I know. So, re-engineered blood, synthetics, stealth to escape the immune system. Wow. What could they stick on your cell that your immune system wouldn't even notice?
So you would be a genetically modified organism, wouldn't you?
Well, that's what the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health is saying. You know, what actually happens with the interaction with your re-engineered cells and your healthy cells? You know, what happens there? So they've tested the mechanism in the lab and in animals for they're just focusing on drug delivery. But they're not focusing, they're not looking for interactions with healthy cells. They haven't focused on that. They're just looking for drug delivery. Now, imagine that as being really incomprehensible about not even answering that question in research, and it goes straight to a therapy for doctors to use. That's incredible.
That is really scary. I'm serious. That is very scary.
It is.
Scary.
It could very do scary. That if they don't look for it. If they don't look for it, if they're going to... Anyway, so... I rely on blood God, you know, gave me and my bone
Amen.
Marrow manufacturers.
I think I'll stick with it.
Yeah, keep your bones healthy.
By the way, you better give your number out. You're down about 30 seconds here.
Okay, we're having a sale, spring sale, 30% off orders of $65 or more. 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. Thank you. Be with you later next week.
All right. See you. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Folks, back at the break with a lot of news coming in. Don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back again. This is Pastor Butch Paul, as normal, sitting in for Melody on Wednesday afternoons, and I do enjoy it. I'm honored she trusts me to do her broadcast for her, and I hope that I do a good job. I really do. Hope I do a good job for the glory of God and for Melody and for everybody out there listening to the program. And I would give you out her toll-free number to call her if you are considering doing something to safeguard your wealth. And I don't just, I mean, your wealth means, folks, what you can have in a bank in paper that is not real wealth. I'm talking about real money, real valuables like gold and silver. Call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. This first article has nothing to do with finances necessarily, but I think it's interesting. The U.S. Senate unanimously approves making daylight savings time the permanent time. I like that. A lot of people won't, I'm sure, but I like it. The Senate on Tuesday approved a proposal to make daylight savings time permanent, which, if passed in the House and signed by President Biden, will mean Americans will never again have to set their clocks back an hour and lose an hour of afternoon daylight in the fall and winter. If enacted into law, it would also mean that early risers lose an hour of daylight in the morning in November, December, January, and February. Senator Marco Rubio led the sponsor of the proposal, touted an array of benefits to making daylight savings time permanent, from reduced seasonal affective disorder in the late fall and early winter to more daylight for school sports. There's strong science behind it, and that is now showing and making people aware of them, that of the harm that clock switching has. There's an increase in heart attacks, car accidents, and pedestrian accidents, he said. The benefits of daylight savings time has been accounted for in research. Reduced crime as there's a later light later in the day. Decrease in seasonal depression that many feel during standard time and the practical one. So I agree. I like it. Will it happen? I don't know. We'll see. The unanimously passed the Senate. I say has a very good chance passing the House. Now, this was kind of a shocker. Walmart plans to hire 50,000 U.S. workers in the first quarter. Walmart said on Wednesday it plans to hire more than 50,000 workers in the United States in the first quarter as U.S. retailer looks to bolster its fulfillment centers and stores. Walmart said the new hires would fill roles at its stores, clubs, campuses, and supply chain facilities. The announcement comes a day after the company said it would hire thousands of workers for its new tech hubs in Toronto and Atlanta. U.S. job openings fell in January, but remained near record highs as worker shortages persisted, pointing to a tight labor market that would continue to generate strong wage gains and contribute to keeping inflation high. Now this note that statement, folks. They will continue to generate strong wage gains, and in turn, because of that, contribute to keeping inflation high. Let's let that sink in. Walmart's average hourly rate is $16.40 an hour in the United States, and the starting wage goes up to $30 an hour in select roles and markets, Chief People Officer Donna Moore said in a post on a corporate website. The retailer said it had hired 5,500 pharmacists, on or pharmacy managers, over 13,000 pharmacy technicians, and 4,500 truck drivers last year. It also unveiled in September plans to hire 150,000 new U.S. store workers, most of them permanent. So, I don't take the care for Walmart, but they're jobs. They are jobs. And as I was saying before, when I give the markets, I mentioned the price of oil per barrel going down drastically. I mean going down drastically. And we ought to see the prices drop at the pumps very, very, very soon. Oil slides under $100 after Russia says, given written guarantees, Ukraine sanctions won't impact Iran nuclear deal. So Brent price have dropped below 100, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, $95 a barrel. And WTI is below 95, following headlines that signal potential relief to supply woes, with Moscow saying that Russia has received written guarantees from the Biden administration that its trade with Iran won't be impacted by Ukraine-related sanctions, and suggesting that negotiations which had been put on the ice last week may resume. Well, that's good news. For everybody's wallet, folks, that's good news. Let's face it. I mean, a jump from our area from 335 to 409 is a huge jump. 335 is out of sight expensive. But 409, of course, is even worse. That may, in turn, slow down inflation and a lot of things that energy is hooked up with, which is everything. Everything works and depends on energy, folks. Everything is manufactured by it. Production depends on it. Delivery depends on it. So this may make a difference in our wallets overall, period. Let's hope it stays that way. Now, we all have been hearing the last couple of years about China's social credit score and how we're glad we don't live in China. I mean, we've all said that. We're glad we live in Russia. They're communist. Well, if you've been around long enough to see what's happening, and you actually want to see what's happening, you can certainly see America has slid right into communism. Matter of fact, before a lot of y'all were born, I'm trying to think. Nikita Khrushchev said about the head of Russia, he would bury us. Wouldn't that fire a shot? He would take us over without firing a shot, and they're doing it. America has become a socialist, communist society, while Russia has actually let up on a lot of this. We've more or less drifted right into their area. And he's right. He didn't fire a shot. We did it to ourselves. When social credit scores arrive, Biden ushers in digital currency to control and monitor you. Now, one more time. Social credit score has arrived. Biden ushers in digital currency to control and monitor you. The Biden administration is reportedly pushing to unleash a new digital currency on the American people, which the government could simply shut off for non-compliers. The government could simply shut off, folks, for non-compliers. The Biden administration is putting its support behind the research and development of a U.S. central bank digital currency, or CBDC, according to NBC News. The NBC report says although U.S. digital currency would not necessarily change much in terms of everyday experiences like buying goods and services, economists say it could transform central and commercial banking, as well as government sanctions, banking accessibility, and taxes. This is a troubling admission, which essentially means the government would be able to weaponize a currency, canceling dissonance at the push of a button. Folks, understand this. Your total independence would depend upon your movements would depend entirely upon them and their goodwill towards you. No more privacy in what you buy. No more private cash deals. Barter maybe will still be going on, obviously. But no more privacy in financial situations. This Mark the Beast type, now folks, I didn't write this. This is in an article. This Mark the Beast type move by Biden administration will force people to have to be slaves to the system, and noncompliance will be severely punished by being stripped of their ability to purchase anything, including food and shelter for their families. Moreover, a digital currency will give the U.S. government complete knowledge of how Americans are spending their money. David Yermak, a professor at the New York University, said, it's not a question of if, but when. Once the central banks start to co-opting the technology, it's pretty much game over. That time appears to have arrived at the head of the global central bank called a shame that they don't know how cash is being spent, adding that with these new digital currencies, they'll be able to program how you can and cannot spend your money. Now, folks, this is for real stuff. And I didn't call it Mark the Beast Tech, although it is. They call it Mark the Beast Technology. And you can understand how they work. Without the Mark the Beast technology, if they pull this from me, you could see Revelation 13 being fulfilled, and you can't buy or sell without your mark, where that may be. And it's certainly fulfilling Scripture. And so this ought to concern us a little bit. And all these people that are all hyped up on these digital currencies and crypto coins and all that have better, maybe perhaps, rethink what they're saying and what they're asking for. Sometimes one of the worst things that can happen to a man is he gets what he asked for. Is that not true? That's very true. This next article I thought was kind of frivolous in some ways, funny in other ways, and I'll explain to you why. Ford ships Explorers, their car Explorers, and the big SUVs. Ford has to ship Explorers without chips for rear seat HVAC controls. Ford is just is the latest automaker to cut features instead of idling factories. Ford New Explorer has had a rocky few years. Its rushed initial launch was marred by production problems that resulted in several recalls. When the chip shortage hit, Ford idled the Chicago assembly plant for 4 weeks last July and for another week in February. Now, the chip shortage has struck the Explorer again, this time in the back seat. Ford has said that we'll be shipping Explorers without rear seat heating and air conditioning control because the company doesn't have the semiconductors on hand, according to the report. What a shame. I mean, people have to suffer who sit in the back seat that's not heated or cooled. How would we survive without that, folks? How would we survive without that? I mean, we have to realize that all these so-called luxuries, all these technologies that's added to an automobile, just means more expense than initial buying, and a fortune in fixing them. They are computers on wheels. When a glitch comes in, my friends, your car stops. I know I lived a long time and saw a lot of different things. But automobiles were so simple compared today, just 50 years ago to 40 years ago. The simplicity was in its makeup of how easily they were engines were fixed and different things were done. Today, if you have a sensor goes out, the car shuts down. Just recently, I have a 2015 Ford Escort. I'm sorry, Ford Edge. And had a sensor go out. It's called a crankcase pressure sensor. It didn't cost that much, about 40 some bucks. But had the engine light come on, and they kept telling me you need to change it. So I finally got it changed. But why do you need a crankcase sensor? We had crankcases in cars since I've been alive. We never worry about the pressure in that thing. But nonetheless, it's computerized. When the light comes on, you better pay attention. So Ford says they can't make they won't be able to put the heating and air conditioning in the rear seat of their cars and in the Explorers. Shame, shame. It's going to make it rough on so many people. I really hate that, don't you? Now back to something more serious, much more serious. Petrodollar. Y'all remember what a petrodollar is, or had been, for at least the last 40 years or more. America's dollar has propped its dollar value up on oil, petro. And for a long time, we bought everything from the Middle East, and we used the dollars to do it, and they used our dollar as a standard to sell to other countries. Our dollar held its value. Well, petrodollar cracks. Saudi Arabia considers accepting yuan for Chinese oil sales. Now, folks, many years ago, I had a gentleman on my show named Lindsey Williams. He's still around, by the way. He's not on radio much anymore, but he's still around. He was told by his, upper echelon, to not worry too much about Russia. Keep your eyes on China. Now we're seeing why. China has been wanting to be the world currency for a long time. It looks like you're going to start getting away. when the core staples of the past 40 years and an anchor propping up the dollar's reserve status was a global financial system based on the petrodollar. This was a world in which oil producers would sell their product to the U.S. and the rest of the world for dollars, which they would then recycle the proceeds in dollar-denominated assets, and while reinvesting in dollar-denominated markets, explicitly prop up the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, and in the process backstop the spending with a standing U.S. as the world's undisputed financial superpower. These days are coming to an end. One day after we report that the U.K. is asking Saudis for more oil, even as MBS invites Xi Jinping to Riyadh to strengthen ties, the WSJ is out with a blockbuster report noting that Saudi Arabia is in active talks with Beijing to price some of its oil sales to China in yuan. A move that could cripple not only the petrodollar's dominance of the global petroleum market, something which Zoltan Pozsar predicted in the last note, and mark another shift by the world's top crude exporters toward Asia, but also a move aimed squarely at the heart of the U.S. financial system, which has taken advantage of the dollar's reserve status by printing as much dollars as needed to fund government spending for the past decade. And folks, what the point is here, if they do this, the dollar will really hyperinflate. They printed trillions and trillions of these paper dollars, fiat currency, and this backup by the oil industry has kept the dollars worth something. According to the report, the talks with China over yuan-priced oil contracts have been off and on for 6 weeks, but have accelerated this year as the Saudis have grown increasingly unhappy with a decades-old U.S. security commitments to defend the kingdom. The Saudis are angry over the U.S. lack of support for their intervention in the Yemen civil war and over the Biden administration's attempt to strike a deal with Iran over this nuclear program. Saudi officials have said they were shocked by the precipitous U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan last year. China buys more than 25% of the oil that Saudi Arabia exports, and if priced, those sales would boost the standing of China's currency and set the Chinese currency on a path to becoming a global petro-yuan reserve currency. That's big. We've been saying it's going to happen for years. That dollar will lose its reserve currency, and when it does, folks, every time it loses ground on that, inflation sets in on the dollar. This is where we are. This is what's happening. The dollar is going to nothing because, in reality, the dollar is worth nothing. We think it's worth something because it's green. We call it a greenback, and it has a 1 on it or a 10 or a 20, but it still is just a piece of paper. All of the paper is the same size, cost the same amount to make them. The only thing that makes them look different is the numbers on the face of the bill, of the note. And that doesn't mean anything when it comes down to the value of the currency, folks. We think it is, and therefore we use it because we don't know the difference. And now we're going to tell the difference in the very near future when this happens this way, and it's already happening. When the yuan takes over at least 25% of the world's world currency supply, we're going to see the dollar purchasing value be nil. And China, products coming from China will at least double in price. And how about everything we buy today comes from China, including 80% of our medicine. So let these things sink in as you ponder what's happening and what's happening in the world. Back at the break, folks. Don't go away. And you can call Melody at 800-375-4188. Be sure and give her a call. Back at the break. Just one more time.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And folks, we're back, and again, we're going back to some more news about China. I just read to you that the yuan could be taking over some of the status of the world currency that we've been for in our country for at least the last 100 years. It's going to change. But now on top of that, world economy braces for supply chain chaos as COVID closes China. COVID is not over. Fauci has come out and said we're going to have a fourth vaccination. And there's a new one coming out, a new COVID coming out, another brand of this virus that they're worried about now. But China is closing down some of its businesses, and it's going to cause a supply chain disruption, which means our prices will go up on our end. The global economy is in disarray as the war in Ukraine unleashed a commodity shock with increasing risk of stagflation. Adding to the turmoil is an outbreak of COVID-19 in China that may unleash another supply chain crisis. News from China over the last day showed a new outbreak of the highly contagious Omicron variant that affected more than 5,000 people, the most since the early days of the pandemic in early 2020. China's zero-tolerance approach has shuttered factories and placed some 51 million people into some form of lockdown. As of Tuesday, Omicron variant infections have been reported in 21 provinces and municipalities nationwide, including the capital, Beijing. According to CNN, five cities are in lockdown, including Changchun, Jilin, Shenzhen, Dongguan, and Langfang. Lockdowns have forced factories to idle production and risk snarling production from Apple iPhones to Amazon Echo and Alexa devices to Toyota's SUVs to smart television to all sorts of other electronic devices. Disruptions to exports may induce shortages and drive up inflation just as the Federal Reserve embarks on hiking interest rates to control inflation at a four-decade high. So, wow. The yuan may take over the dollar in preeminence, which will raise prices on our goods. And if China quits production for whatever reason, it will raise our prices also. Now, I shared a minute ago to you about Biden's new idea on the digital currency. Well, I have an article here. I don't have to go through it all or not, but social credit scores arrived by users and using the digital currency that will monitor you. It's going to tell you more about how the ways it will do that. And I'm not going to get into all those folks. It's not important how they're going to do it, but they're going to do it. We better pay attention. Whenever any government comes up with a new idea on how to control your finances, you better pay close attention. We've got to quit putting our trust in man, and Jeremiah 17:5 says in the Bible so clearly. We've got to putting our trust in man. We've got to quit that. It's destroying us, as we're told it would. Peter Schiff warns Tucker Carlson, inflation is here to stay. Let me just read this to you. Last week, we got another big jump in consumer prices with the February CPI data. Peter Schiff appeared on Fox News with Tucker Carlson and talked about the rampant inflation. He said it's only going to get worse. Inflation has only one way to go, up. Tucker and Peter should feel vindicated. He'd been right on inflation all along. Peter emphasized that inflation didn't just happen overnight. Now, folks, I want to say something about that, too. Inflation has happened in this country for many, many years, but especially when it took the last vestige of value of the dollar in 1964 when it's no longer backed by silver. Inflation started quickly. In 1971, when Nixon took the gold out of the standard of the dollar for worldwide debt, it really hyped up, and it hasn't slowed down since then. Inflation has been a problem for a while. We didn't care about it when it made stocks go up and or real estate go up. But now that it's making food prices go up and energy prices go up and the rents go up, it's a bigger problem. Peter also emphasized that inflation isn't created by COVID or by Putin or by greedy corporations. There's one source of inflation. The actual definition of inflation is an expansion of the money supply. And it's the Federal Reserve that's been expanding the money supply. They've called it quantitative easing, but they keep creating dollars. And it's the U.S. government that spends those dollars into circulation. And as it does that, the value of each dollar goes down. So the price of everything you buy with dollars goes up. Peter said the middle class will feel the impact of inflation tax the hardest. And he got that right, folks. It is a tax. Inflation is a tax. Their wages are not going to go up nearly as much as the cost of living. There are other people who are retired, who are on fixed incomes, and those incomes aren't going to go up at all. The CPI for February was 7.9%. That's been called the worst inflation since 1982. But what they don't tell you is they measured CPI differently then. If we use the same CPI today that we used then, we would be over 15% inflation, which means 2021 or 2022 right now is the worst inflation in our lifetimes. We're experiencing a higher inflation now than anything in the 70s, and in this decade, just getting started, inflation got only one way to go, and that's up. I know that's harsh, but it's true. All the dominoes are being placed right now that the slightest little touch could trigger a domino effect that will take the dollar down to basically nothing. And folks, that is going to really hurt the working man and those that are retired on fixed incomes like myself. It's going to hurt big time. Corporations, they may know to some, but they won't bother that much. They'll just make it up by jacking up prices. The elite, well, it won't bother them at all. The bankers, no. They won't be bothered. They'll get bailed out. If they ain't bailed out, they'll get bailed out again. They can't bother them. It always boils down to the ones on the bottom, and that's you and I. It's going to hurt us tremendously. And even for my age group is about ready to leave this world. I mean, we're well over halfway done their lives. But our children, our grandchildren, are going to suffer more. And the only thing that could save them now is what they keep calling the Great Reset. That may keep them from going bust financially, but it's also going to enslave them entirely. My generation, living back in the 50s and have seen the last generation, last decade or two of somewhat of financial gains and liberties. Of course, the generation before that saw more than I did. But gradually, inevitably, and absolutely incrementally, they've taken us apart piece by piece to the point they're going into total control. And we let it happen because we don't know how to fix it. And we're scared not to follow the rules because they want to get our paychecks. If it means we get it in digital currency, we obey the rules because we got to pay the bills. That's how the beast system, called the Antichrist system, is taking over the world, folks. A little bit at a time, and they're doing it. I had a guest on my show last night, Daniel Brinkman of New Manna Foods. He's a sponsor of the broadcast. He was sharing some of the things he's seeing with the food, with the store food situation. Some of the supplies are getting tighter, and of course, prices are going through the roof. Well, Costco, folks, runs out of emergency food kits. Costco runs out of emergency food kits. Headlines like World War III has already started, but we have been so to recognize it from Bill Ackman, and corporate media pusher nuclear war hype and hysteria has sparked unease among American households who hadn't felt this way since the early days of the virus pandemic, when they were caught empty-handed with limited supplies to weather COVID lockdowns. Americans, many of whom have been transformed into preppers in a post-COVID era, are at again, panic hoarding supplies as they fear Russia's invasion of Ukraine could be the catalyst for the next world war. Well, at least they think this is the way, because corporate media is telling them that. What's evident so far is that Russia's ongoing conflict with Ukraine is disrupting global supply chains and food supplies. People see the writing on the wall as prices soar at gas stations and supermarkets. The conflict overseas is already sending commodity prices sky high, which may eventually spark shortages. So the Americans unleash your inner prepper. They're panic hoarding ready-wise emergency food kits sold to Costco, wholesale corporations, brick-and-mortar stores, and online. At least one variety of the products has already been sold out. So, yeah, store food is being, yeah, there's going to be a shortage. There's going to be a shortage of food everywhere. Even if this conflict between Russia and Ukraine would end right now, the world will go back on, we'll say, normal schedule. People will be planting again, planning on harvest again, fertilizer prices will come down. Even if that would happen, it's going to take months to get everything back in the chain again, get the supplies back in the chain again, get crops in the ground again. It's not, folks, this doesn't turn around overnight. It's going to be months. Months. So don't expect a turnaround and all of a sudden, back to normal. No, it's not going to happen. Klaus Schwab said this, not me. We're not going back to normal. No way. Normal as we knew it is over. Get used to it. Plan your life around it. Now I'll move on to something, a different topic, but I think this is a very important topic nonetheless. Crime is getting so bad, and this is so sad. If you get a chance to read Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11, you'll find out why this is happening. Amazon temporarily relocating employees from downtown Seattle office amid rise in violent crimes. My, folks, this is America. Amazon's temporarily relocating employees from its downtown Seattle office due to an increase in violent crimes in the area, the company said on March 11th. The tech giant's office is located at 300 Pine Street, about a half mile from its main headquarters on the 7th Avenue in Seattle, and roughly 1,800 Amazon employees are working there. Given recent incidents near the 3rd and Pine, we're providing employees currently at that location with alternative office space elsewhere, said Amazon spokesman said in an emailed statement to the Seattle Times. We are hopeful that conditions will improve, that we will be able to bring employees back to this location when it's safe to do so. It's unclear how many of the 1,800 are being relocated, given that many have been working remotely from home due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Epic Times has contacted Amazon spokesman for comment. Amazon's decision to relocate employees comes after a string of violent crimes in the area, including one that claimed the life of a 15-year-old boy on March 2nd. Police are still searching for the suspect that have appealed to the public for help identifying the attacker. Since February 21st, there have been at least 3 shootings, 2 stabbings, and 1 carjacking in the area, according to information from the Seattle Police Department. Amid the uptick in violence, Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz announced on March 3rd that the police department will be launching an initiative to curb the violent criminal behavior in the area surrounding 3rd Avenue between Pike and Pine Street. Oh, that is a sign of a decaying society, folks. It truly, truly is. It truly is. I'm going to go through one more article for our time because it's kind of important. Now, just stop and think while I'm going to read you that this was actually brought up. This was actually said by a member of parliament, a Russian member of parliament. But this is what he said. Twisted Russian MP urges Putin to fire a nuclear missile at U.S. to send a message. Now, that's what it says. Russian Duma member Yevgeny Axilovich Fyodorov has claimed America would not retaliate if Russia fired a ballistic missile at them, which with casualties of roughly 10,000 predicted by the politician. Let me repeat that. America will not retaliate, he says, if Russia fired a ballistic missile at them and caused casualties of 10,000 people. We wouldn't respond. A warped Russian politician has called on Vladimir Putin to launch a ballistic missile at the Nevada test range in America to send a message. The comment comes from Russian Duma member, I'm not going to try to say his name again, who claims that Western nations are acting on the assumption that Putin has no Trump cards in his hand. One potential Trump card, the man says, could be a nuclear strike on Nevada's test site, which he believes would not see the retaliation from the U.S. With sanctions still in place on Russia's far western countries like the U.S. and U.K., President Vladimir Putin has warned that the sanctions were akin to an act of war. Gentleman said has claimed the missile strike on America could be nuclear. In an interview, it's translated by Emory TV, said, until there is a physical demonstration of Moscow's determination, America will perceive the position of Russia and Putin as a bluff. So they need a demonstration. The most convincing demonstration will be the physical destruction of America's Defense Department facilities. I'm talking about facilities which internal law grants us a right to destroy. The Russian Parliament member also alleged that the missile strikes could be hit the laboratories that developed COVID-19. Okay, they said that the most convincing demonstration would be the physical destruction of America's Defense Department facilities. I'm talking about facilities which international law grants us a right to destroy. That was a statement from a member of Parliament of Russia that hitting the United States may send us a lesson, and that we will not retaliate. That we will not retaliate if it killed 10,000 people. That's a pretty powerful statement. Even though it probably is not going to happen, but I pray it doesn't, to even make a statement like that, folks, shows you how close we are to only God knows what. We're living in a very perilous time, just as prophesied. All right, folks, I'll be back with you again tomorrow with Melody. Dave's going to take a day off, so I'll be with you tomorrow also at 4 o'clock, so join us there. We'll see you then. Good night. I have to pay. There never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball. Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.